Oh yes, I like to play. I like to play. I like. See, there was five of us girls in one house, and the third to the middle one, you might say. Well, she got married first, and the oldest one, she was just got married just before I did, and I was the last one getting married.
Do you remember things? What were your relatives like, uncles and things like
that? Well, we had my uncle lived. There was a lane dividing the property, as we called it, a lane, very sandy. And he had his house built on that part of it, about, might say, a block and a half away. And they had a big group of children. And then we had, our house was built, there was a lot of oak trees around it, not on top of it, but around it. And there's a little stream of water that went down, we called it a branch, went down about, oh, I guess that was 50 feet from the house. And we had a delight to go down there and roll our little panties up and get them wet. And my mother told us not to do it. And she generally met us with a switch. And then we visited the people them days, visited more or less. Now people don't visit.
That's true.
And had a very happy life.
Were you living, I guess, right around here in when you got married?
I got married out of Loretta.
And your husband, and I guess your husband, did you move away from Loretta, or?
We came to Jacksonville.
Right.
He was working here in Jacksonville. And that was down deep depression. When he got out of service, well, there wasn't a job to be found anywhere. So finally he got in with a man that had a backyard garage. And he was good on automobiles. So from that he got with the Johnson Oakland. That was the, you wouldn't remember them because they'd been out of date so long. And he stayed with the Johnson Oakland until they went bankrupt, during the Depression. And he was service manager. So, of course, he had all the cars in to be serviced. No house to put them in. So he went down on East Bay Street, no, East Forsyth Street, and rented a house and bought those cars over there and put them in it. And he went in business, and he stayed there for years. And then one day the agent come by and said they were gonna need that house. Well, I rode the city over and over and over, and you couldn't find a vacant spot or anything for rent. So he was beginning to bring his tools home and put them in the garage. And the man that bought the place come by the shop and